This is Classic Business. Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back to Classic Business. We were supposed to be coming live from the Kyle Army Conference Centre at the second day of the Singularity U South Africa Summit, but thanks to Eskom, we had to record all our interviews and head back to the studio. So as you sit there in your car in load shedding induced gridlock, I know it's hard to remain positive. I empathise with your displeasure at the situation. Is it sabotage? Is it Eskom trying to extract more ahead of NERSA tariff hearings? Is it just pure incompetence? Is it a combination of everything? Jeremy Sampson, the brand father, MD of Brand Finance Africa, is in studio. And I see you nodding your head there furiously, Jeremy. It's beyond a joke.
Good evening, Michael. Good evening to your listeners. Yes, and I think it's only in the last 20 minutes there's been a picture posted on Twitter of the power station Kusile, and it's chaos. You know, they're putting in too much coal, it's flooding all over the place, they're going to have to close down. And no, is this sabotage?
Well, that is beyond pure incompetence, Jeremy. That must be seen as a very serious case of sabotage, and either fired or charged. I mean, it's treasonous.
It's treasonous
in this environment.
Well, no, just watching, you know, where I live, we were without electricity from about 8 until 12:30. I went onto the Eskom app, which I have to say was quite good, and you know, things came on at 20 to 1, but I'd lost the morning. And you know, losing the morning when you've got international calls and emails and conference calls, and then you see on the news briefly how matric exams are going along and they've had to stop them, you know, where matric students need electricity if they're doing IT or whatever. It's causing chaos around the place. And even coming into studio tonight, I was gridlocked for over half an hour.
And the thing is, we've got Cabinet coming out of the statement today. No mention in the statement of load shedding. No mention of the new Eskom CEO and what's happening there. No mention on the debt relief and refinancing and the issues there. Yes, there was mention of the integrated resource plan, which thankfully will be published tomorrow. But once again, more questions than answers, because the reference is to a plan that remains open to a diversified energy mix that reduces a reliance on a single or few primary energy sources. What happens to just going for the lowest cost option here? We can't afford to be pandering to all sorts of lobby groups.
No, exactly. No, and here we have the Minister of Minerals with, you know, a minister who's the biggest gas bag in the cabinet. You know, nothing ever happens. He talks and talks and talks. And, you know, this is where... Are we repeating ourselves, Michael?
Well, I think we might plug the minister into one of our open cycle gas turbines.
I hope you've got a long time, yes.
And get one of our peaking plants going. Jeremy, it really is frustrating. And the Moyo and Old Mutual saga as well. You know, speaking about, you know, lots of hot air and you know, executives just wanting to continue to have a go at this. The big thing for me is how in all of the Pyrrhic victories that Moyo has secured, the procedural grounds over the substantive ethical issues here, and this is the NMT issue, the fact that these payments that were at the centre of his axing, the fact that he pocketed dividends from NMT Capital ahead of Old Mutual, who are the preference shareholders here, it boggles the mind that this has been lost over some of those earlier court victories that really were just on procedural grounds. They weren't on the substantive ethical issues of the case. And to my mind, it really just boggles that when you have a contract with the CEO and the contract states that you may terminate that contract without any reason other than to say you've lost confidence in that CEO, for that CEO to then take the company to court is beyond a joke.
It is beyond a joke. And you know, just to remind ourselves, this has been going since May in the public view, although it was going before that a long time. As you say, there are so many procedural things here. And this is where I have to say, when I look at some of the Institute of Directors' statements, which are almost non-existent, when I look at some of the statements from the King committees or whatever, you know, directors have become a bit of a joke, to be honest. You know, when you actually look at what's going on in South Africa, if you want to go back to Steinhoff, Tongaat, Hewlett, whatever, are directors really effective in what they do? And now you have a CEO taking on the board of one of the oldest, best established organizations in South Africa, and he seems to be running circles around them. And then when I start hearing of some of the advisors as well from overseas, wherever, involved with Old Mutual, it's getting more and more painful.
More and more painful and more of a joke. You could be speaking about the DA at the moment. Davey Skultz, who's a very well-respected political analyst, has been following some by-election results out earlier this week in Mpumalanga, Lydenburg. The DA has lost ground massively to the FF Plus, and in Bethel as well, the DA losing ground there. So these leadership battles inside the official opposition are really lining up for a massacre come the next election.
Well, they're fighting themselves. And Peter Bruce writing this morning, although I have to say Peter got it wrong in the sense he said they were all meeting in Cape Town. Of course, they're in Johannesburg this weekend. Ooh. And they're all meeting. And I have some inside knowledge that it's going to get very, very messy. And as you say, this is rather sad. Here is a government who've been in power for 25 years. We hear of Cyril Ramaphosa speaking at a Financial Times conference in London on Monday, where the figures come out for the first time that South Africa in the last 10 years has lost between 500 billion and 1 trillion rands stolen, and the ANC are still blaming apartheid era, etc., etc. Come on, guys, you know, let's get the big stick out here. This is nonsense.
Lionel Barber, the very well-respected editor of the FT, certainly not buying what our president was trying to sell. Jeremy Sampson with the Brands and Sense here on Classic Business.